New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Glenn and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet devil steak, did you see that?
Be the Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The sonic pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
How the hell goes it? And good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. We are Klein Alley Show K-Rock. Makes me Klein her alley. That over there, Jake the Nerd.
Seth.
DJ Omar Khan. You got Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa taking them calls. 800-520-1067. Interaction can start immediately. You'll need those numbers if you want to win yourself a giant TV today for the dad in your life or just selfishly for you. Perhaps your dad left you like Omar's dad did when he was 2 years old and you want to get that sweet revenge by keeping that TV all to yourself.
Yeah.
Take that, Dad.
You need a TV as therapy.
So we'll have that for you coming up a little bit later this morning. TV, soundbar, plus all that money to spend on meat. You can spend it on whatever you want, but we recommend meat at Bonds Albertsons Pavilion's gift card as well. And doing that every single day this week, including coming up later this morning. If your dad ever had a catchphrase, a saying that they would use over and over again, my dad would say bull feathers a lot. That was super annoying.
What does that mean?
I was his way of, I think, saying...
Like baloney?
I think he was saying BS. Like, that was his clean way of saying BS. Whenever he thought there was...
such bull feathers.
Whenever there was a lie, it would happen. But, like, sometimes you go to a...
such bull feathers.
Sometimes you go to a restaurant, and they'd be out of something, and he would say to the waiter, bull, that's bull feathers. And the waiter would be like, excuse me, sir, what?
We don't know what you're saying.
I'm like, Dad, no one knows what you're saying, you weirdo.
I've never heard anybody say that.
He was born in Tennessee, so I think it was maybe some weird... I don't even know if that was a Tennessee thing.
They have such weird sayings in southern towns.
Yeah, but I was like, what is this bull feather stuff? He's like, oh, one day it'll make sense to you, and here still it doesn't. So I don't know, whatever. But that was one of his things he would say.
I think it's very easy to have those catchphrases seared into your memory. I even remember a couple of years ago we were talking about this, and the guy called in about his dad saying, "Woo, what a game."
That was a great one. That guy ended up winning. I believe we sent that guy the In-N-Out truck to go to his house and give his dad a proper Father's Day.
Everything. Woo, what a game.
Woo, what a game. Didn't matter.
Like a brain damage?
Yeah, that's all he said.
Why? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was his only catchphrase because it was all he could say.
Does that have brain damage?
No, this guy's the guy who called in.
His dad
had a stroke. Jake was trying to make a joke, but he doesn't understand how comedy works.
I'm getting better.
That joke was bull feathers.
That joke was absolute bull feathers in every possible way. So anyway, we got a decent show in store for you today. Thank you for deciding to lower your expectations and standards so we can all wake up together this morning on K-Rock.
Love you guys.
There you have it. Woo, what a game. Found it. That's your dad's quote. Expression that you said over and over again your entire life could score you or him a brand new TV later this morning on K-Rock. Also going to do an AMA with a private investigator. Fascinating line of work because I think that they oftentimes hover in that world of being like legal in the sense they're doing a job surveillance, which I guess is allowed, but they're also kind of in the world of shady because they're doing a lot of following and a lot of hiding in bushes.
I need a tail.
Got a
someone
tail.
That I think is cheating. But also, I think when the cops reject you and say, we don't have time for this crap, the private investigator is the one you turn to.
Right.
Because you're, as long as they're willing to take your money, they'll do it.
Yeah.
They'll follow whoever you want.
There's a bunch of reasons people would hire a PI. I would imagine cheating seems to be probably the big one, but there's a lot of insurance fraud stuff, I believe, where someone claims, like, oh, I can't go to work. I pulled my back. And then the guy's watching them do, like,
they're on a roller coaster at Six Flags.
Right. So we'll talk to a private investigator for any question you've ever wondered from a PI. That'll be coming up later this morning as well. And another time to spin the wheel, a funner summer challenge. Everyone is saying it will be a fun summer. We're guaranteeing it because fun is at an all-time low, and we'd like to change that this summer. And in honor of the funner summer, the return, a lot of suggestions as to how we can have a funner summer together.
Hey, so I was thinking, in the spirit of funner summer, and since Klein's neck is so thick, and he can't fit into normal shirts anymore.
You don't have to bring my neck into every conversation. I thought we were talking about funner summer here. And anyway, this guy has a theory about my neck now.
And he can't fit into normal shirts anymore. I think Klein should have to wear V-neck shirts all summer long. V-necks, baby. Beep. Come on.
Thank you for that, sir.
I don't know why you wear the crew neck. It's so tight around your neck.
All my V's have been stretched out, sadly.
So that is a V-neck.
This is a V-neck I'm wearing currently. You just can't tell. The neck is growing into the V. It's unbelievable. If you'd like Ali's money,
see a button down at this point.
It doesn't happen anymore. If you'd like to take Ali's money, now's a good time to call us. 800-520-1067. Five questions all about the news. Do better than Ali. Instantly get paid. It's a great way to start your day with an extra $100 in your pocket. It's Ali's money for now, but it can be yours if you call and claim it at 800-520-1067. We're back with that and then more show after this. All right, let's pay the people. Let's be honest. You're listening to K-Rock because maybe you like the music, or maybe you're stuck listening to us because your radio only has one station, or perhaps you just want some of Ali's money. It's a great way to bribe you to listen. We've got other stuff to give you today, like giant TVs and piles of meat. But right now, $100 of Ali's cash could be yours, and she hates paying the people, and we love it when she pays out. So if you don't mind taking the money from a pregnant woman, now is a good chance for you to do that as we go to Orange and say good morning to Gaetano on K-Rock. Hello.
Hello, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing fine. Hopefully, we pay you. If you've been paying any attention to what's been going on in the world, even a little bit, you have a chance to take some of Ali's money. Ali, anything you'd like to say to Gaetano before you leave the K-Rock studios?
If I lose, I'll name my baby after you.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I'll take that.
That's pretty cool.
It's fine. You say my name so well. I'm really impressed.
Thank you. I worked on it for a while.
I got a little tutorial.
Yeah, Vanessa was in my ear going, Gaetano, it's Gaetano. If you take line three, it's Gaetano. So now it's the only name I can pronounce. So Gaetano, you have an opportunity to take Ali's money. I'm sorry I was unable to butcher your name. I think a lot of people call hoping that I will butcher their names.
So it's an honor.
They can have an official name butchering live on K-Rock. Ali is leaving the K-Rock studios. As soon as she's out and that door is shut, your round will begin. Five questions. Please answer these questions quickly, confidently, accurately. No cheating. And here we go.
Ali. The news.
A World Cup goals record has been tied by this man who got three last night. What is the name of the professional soccer player that scored three goals last night?
Messi.
We will accept that as an answer. We go to question number two. Blind boxes, all the rage these days. And now this grocery chain is giving the opportunity to load up on blind boxes where you just go in and get to open it up, and whatever's in there is in there, giving them away. Which grocery chain is getting in on the blind box trend?
Kroger.
Go to question number three. A July 4th benefit concert called Block Party Los Angeles is going to be held at what SoCal venue? By the way, I should mention Smashing Pumpkins will be there, and tickets are going to cost as low as $17.76 to celebrate America's anniversary. But what? Which venue is this going to be happening at? LA, the Block Party.
SoFi.
All right. America's Block Party, Los Angeles. Go to question four. Apparently, people do not like to go out so much anymore, and they've looked at all the numbers, and they found out that this decade was the best decade for clubbing. They looked at all the different decades, and they said this was the 10-year stretch where clubs and nightclubs were at their absolute peak. What decade have they decided was the best clubbing decade?
80s.
All right, and finally, this final question. This award show has just announced that they will be adding five new categories because everyone likes award shows to be longer. So which award show is adding five new categories for 2027?
The Oscars.
No. All right. Let's bring Ali and we'll score together. All technically things happening in the world. You'll learn a thing or two. Perhaps you were unaware of this big concert happening on July 4th in Southern California. Ali has re-entered the K-Rock studios now. And once again, you're battling Gaetano. Question number one, Ali. World Cup goal record has been tied as this man put in three yesterday, which was the soccer player that got three goals, hat trick.
I believe the pronunciation of this name is Lionel Messi.
I mean, all I needed was Messi to give you the point.
Okay, but, well, yeah, since you were pronouncing...
I've heard Lionel Messi for the most of my life, but why are you pronouncing it like that?
Because I wanted to make sure I didn't screw up the pronunciation. I was writing it up for a story later.
Oh, well, that is the correct answer.
And I was like, is Lionel Messi too white? And then I was looking it up.
I mean...
Los Messi.
Yeah, Los Messi.
Lionel Messi.
So, it is Messi. I don't know. I should almost take away your point for that weird-ass pronunciation of his first name. But
take it away.
I don't know. I feel
all
like
right,
he just
say Lionel Messi.
He said Messi, and that was right. Question number two, tied up 1-1. Blind boxes are all the rage these days. Which grocery chain is now giving people blind boxes of groceries?
Yes.
You don't even know what you're getting. Just an empty, just a mystery box. Get to open it up, see what's inside.
Oh, God, yes, I saw this. What place is it? Is it Ralph's?
No. Not Ralph's.
Aldi?
He guessed Kroger. Oh, yeah, you should have gone with Aldi. Oh. Aldi's always trying to get in the conversation. Blind boxes.
It's Aldi.
It's not healthy. That is the correct answer, but no one got it right. So
we move
to question three. And those blind boxes, I think, are free. It's a first-come, first-serve situation starting sometime later.
This is what I did
week,
with the wrinkled produce. You remember I was doing that for a while?
Yeah, you were getting all that disgusting reject produce. They didn't even know what they'd bring you. Just
yeah,
a box
like,
of...
Do you want a really weirdly shaped apple that's still good to eat? Yeah, you just give you a mystery box with all kinds of stuff in it.
And then you had Allie had like, she's like, I need more recipes that involve bok choy. I don't even know what to do with all this ugly bok choy.
It was kind of tough. It was like the curtain was lifted and you have to get creative.
Question number three. It is still tied up 1-1. A very exciting nail biter as we go to question three. A July 4th benefit concert called America's Block Party LA has been announced. Smashing Pumpkins will be a part of it. Tickets are starting as low as $17.76. But what venue is going to be hosting this big benefit happening in Southern California?
As soon as you said this, I was like, oh, he's going to ask it. I'm going to say Smashing Pumpkins. I don't remember the venue. Is it that new Long Beach Amphitheater?
Ah, interesting guess. He said, SoFi, this is happening in the most American place we got. Former home of the Olympics,
the Coliseum. Yeah.
All right. Coliseum is getting that one on July 4th. It looks like it's going to be cool, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure, later as we go to your next question. No one gets the point. Apparently, no one likes to go out anymore at night. As you know, dining times have become the 6:30 res is now more important than the 8:30 res, and people aren't going out to nightclubs like they used to, but they did crunch some numbers, and they found that this decade was the best decade for clubbing.
I think it's the 90s.
He said 80s, but the correct answer is the 1990s were the best decade as far as the amount of people going out, how many clubs opened up, how successful they were.
And raves. Rave culture was huge in the 90s and 2000s.
Maybe. I would imagine like everything comes full circle eventually. And I know now it's all about wellness and getting sleep, but eventually it'll come full circle back around and people, all these old people will be like, here's how you rave, kids.
Yeah, 11 p.m. Start getting ready for the night.
Allie gets the point. Goes up one. Guyana, what happened? One question left. Final question. This award show has just announced they're adding five new categories for 2027. Because people love longer award shows. Who's getting five new categories added?
I think it is the Grammys.
He said Oscars, but the correct answer is the Grammys. They're
make
all
it longer.
Taylor Swift-related categories. No, that's not true. Congratulations, Guyana. You played the game, but you didn't play it that well. Allie still holds on to her money, and what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
I'm Gaetano, and Allie knows the
name.
Gaetano?
Oh, I guess I got his name way off. All right, Gaetano. Yeah. Thank you for playing the game with us. Sorry that you did not win. We have nothing for you. So we just give you this instead. It's a consolation prize from Crazy Town. Consolation Crazy Town. As Allie pointed out, from now on, if you lose Allie Knows the News, your consolation prize will always be Crazy Town. So
study up.
If you win money and if you lose every single day at this exact time, more Crazy Town. Goat line, very active, 84956 GOAT.
Hello, this is Vanessa. I am so excited for the World Cup in Colombia.
Hey. Is that real, Vanessa? Are you leaving messages on the goat line, or is that someone doing an impression of you?
Someone doing an impression of me, but I gotta say, I thought it was me.
Yeah,
I was like,
good.
Whoa.
So if you're having a rough day, I'm just telling you right now, there are certain things you can do that will instantly put you in a better mood. This has worked for all of us on a personal level. Doing an impression of Vanessa, even if it's to yourself in your own head, out loud, even better. But if you do it to yourself, it will instantly make you like 10% happier.
Right. Just say, I'm having a horrible day.
So if you want to do your impressions, you're more than welcome to today. Big day.
Thanks, Scholes.
She said so many new lines. I know last year.
Dinah.
Oh, forgot about that.
Any of those.
So many great ones. They're all just great for different reasons.
Alfie Tower. You know, Alfie Tower, baby. I was recalling actually this morning, popped into my brain when we did the testosterone test and we read the results and Vanessa had the highest testosterone and her response was, am I a boy?
That was the best. That was the greatest.
That was one of my favorites. I don't even know if we've ever played it.
I don't think we've pulled that clip
it was
as well.
So
yeah,
funny.
If you're keeping track, Johnny's got the lowest T on the show and Vanessa's got the highest T. So,
you know, if
we're all playing for second place on Vanessa.
I know we are doing the live stream on YouTube now so you can see what we look like, but you can look at your own risk. 714 said, I've been listening for about 4 months now.
Since, welcome, 714.
Yeah, since I bought my car. And I've often wondered what Klein and Allie look like. Mm. I just heard a caller talking about Klein's thick neck, so I typed into Google Gemini, what do Klein and Allie look like?
Yikes.
I thought I would get a picture response, but instead I got a written response.
Oh, man.
It really? Says,
that's so sad. They won't even put a picture of us up?
No, they just did a description.
I mean, it's better for that person.
Let me know if you're offended by this. Klein, Kevin Klein, and Allie Johnson are the hosts of the morning show on 106.7 K-Rock in Los Angeles. Klein is a bald, broad-shouldered, straight male, frequently noted on the show for having a particularly thick neck.
Come on!
Allie
Come
is a tall
on, hold
woman.
On. This is all recent stuff. This is the thick neck thing just started about a week ago with you guys.
Okay, well, that's what you look like.
And bald is only because I was forced to shave my head. You see, you're painting a picture of me.
Well, so far, accurate.
Not accurate, Omar.
Very accurate.
Well, it does need to say bald by choice.
Not bald by choice. Shaved head by
because
blind.
You do have hair.
Because Jake's cousin,
yeah,
what's
you
his
name? Shave your head.
Yeah, what's his name? Shaved my head or whatever.
No, I should have gotten a pizza instead.
Do you want to move on to me?
Yeah, sure.
Allie is a tall woman who is an out lesbian known for her long giraffe neck. So I don't know why Google Gemini thought it was the most important to describe our necks in detail and include our sexuality.
Thick neck and long neck.
Just so you can complete the picture.
Every morning. We are a show that's impossible to give a hickey to.
Thick and long neck in the morning.
I mean, good what luck. Is this person picturing?
I don't
they
know.
Can't, they don't know what we actually look like. And it's now this picture has been painted for them that I'm this tall, freakish woman with a giraffe neck.
Yeah, the fact that they're focusing on your long neck as opposed to your five head is crazy. Because if I'm going to paint a snapshot of what you look like, the five head is where I start.
So how do we change this? Do we just tell Gemini, hey,
no,
don't forget about my giant forehead?
I don't think you can change it because what it does is it just picks up everything that's out there in the world and every conversation and every comment and everything that's been made. And if you look at enough of the stupid things that people write on Instagram, they'll just pick up all those comments and this is how they've decided that we look.
I mean, we should ask it again when Allie gets fat.
Oh, that's a good point.
Can't wait for the return of Fat Allie. Man, I'm shocked they haven't picked
Allie
that
Johnson
up yet.
Allie Johnson is a radio host who's mostly made of mayonnaise.
She's going to be super fat. She's half giraffe and half mayonnaise. That's the recipe. Hey, Jake, I heard you're in the process of doing some sort of a life change.
Oh, yeah.
I think that probably whatever it is, it's probably...
It's about time.
It's about time.
Whatever
it is,
it's
I don't know what you're
overdue.
Thinking about doing, but I'm going to say you should probably do it.
Okay.
You've accepted the fact that you smell and you're done with this whole, it's a natural musk
it's
thing.
It's not me, myself. I want to change the way my Jake Shack smells.
Well, you are the...
going to move away from ass?
Yeah, you are the... your house is usually... eventually kind of what you smell like. You live somewhere long enough, that's why you go to a car that smells, it's probably the person who smelled.
Okay, but my apartment smells like, you know, patchouli, I guess, because I burn a bunch of incense.
Is that to cover up the smell of the giant pile of laundry?
No, the pile of laundry lives in a closed, you know, container pretty much for
the
most
part.
Yeah,
but the smell won't stay within the closed container.
Sure it does.
Omar's
no,
right.
No, even if you close a little closet door, you can start seeping out of there.
No way.
Jake has a giant pile of laundry that he just keeps adding to until it gets so big that he's out of clothing. And he said usually it's about a month's worth of dirty laundry. And then he lives in a tiny little shack that doesn't really have room. So it's just one kind of room, 300-something square feet.
You can't even see the shirts behind it.
So the question is, Omar's right, are you just lighting incense to cover up the other smells?
No, I'm lighting incense because I like the smell of incense, but I've realized that what I really like is the smell of pipe tobacco. So I want to try to hire like an old man just to smoke pipe tobacco in my house instead of lighting incense.
They have candles for that. They have pipe tobacco smells.
I know. I bought those. It's better. Like, I'm like Jake. I love secondhand smoke, cigar smoke. I don't like smoking cigars, but I like the smell of other
people
smoking
cigars. You don't like
secondhand
cigarette smoke, only cigars?
I like secondhand cigars.
It's a whole different thing.
And I like secondhand. I agree with Jake. You don't see a lot of guys smoking pipe tobacco, but there is a nice smell to it.
My mom can stop by your Jake Shack and smoke in your shack for a week.
Is she this one of those long, like, Sherlock Holmes pipes with pipe tobacco?
I'm pretty sure she'll smoke anything.
Yeah, just give it to her. She'll smoke it.
I'll get a little rocking chair. She can sit in the corner and smoke a pipe all day.
I mean, she can really let that smell seep into anything.
That'd be great.
What is your current incense scent you're going with, Jake? Is it, you say it's patchouli?
I have patchouli. I have dragon's blood. I have temple. I got all sorts of weird stuff.
I'll tell you what, this place doesn't smell like, this vagina.
I had a phase where I was doing incense. I feel like everyone's incense phase is college, right?
I mean, it was tapestries and incense.
Yeah, it was high school. I remember that. You'd buy the sticks.
That lasted like 6 months, and I was like, over this. This is stupid.
Because it's very thick smell.
I think my dad came in my room and he said, turn that thing off, you hippie. Shut the door. It had like some weird...
Turn it off?
Yeah.
The incense?
This is bull feathers.
He said, turn that off.
So you're going to go away from incense?
I gotta find pipe tobacco. I gotta find like an old man.
But you don't want to start smoking a pipe, because I actually think that would be a good addition to your look, Jake. If you're like,
I just have a pipe with me all the time.
Yeah, pipe guy. You could be pipe guy, but not like weed pipe, just tobacco pipe, which is a dying.
Dying art.
Understandably why it's dying. It's the throat
cancer. Because everyone died.
It's because they all died. But I think you could bring that back and you could be like a pipe guy.
You could have a pipe and then just put Zin in it, or Zine or whatever it's called.
Jake, I think that you should, what you just want the smell of it without the actual smoking of it?
Yeah, man, that smells so good.
Yeah, the problem is whenever you do buy a candle that's called like tobacco scent or whatever, it's not the same. I know what he's wanting.
Candles, that's the reason why I had all those like black spots on my old apartment when I moved out.
all the candles?
Yeah, because my ex just burned a whole bunch of candles, so it puts that soot on the walls.
And you think incense is not putting some kind of a weird film on your shack?
No, it doesn't.
I don't think you can ever get an incense smell out, especially you burn it every day, don't you?
Oh, numerous times a day.
Oh, so it's probably spending, so thick.
Jake, what are you spending a month on incense, if you had to guess?
Oh, not very. That's pretty cheap. I would say less than $20.
I think when you buy it, they're like, wow, people are still buying this?
Yeah, you get like 1,000 sticks for a nickel.
I think that's why Jake's into it. He likes anything like a grocery bag. Anything that's a nickel, he's a big fan of.
Yeah.
I got incense money all day.
Do sticks, or do you do those weird little cones, too?
No, the cones are for losers. Sticks, man.
incense cones.
Jake's a stick guy? So you won't burn it? Why won't you burn
incense cones are for losers.
I'm pretty sure they're all for losers, but why won't you burn a cone?
I don't have a cone burner.
Right. So you just put, do you have a special incense holder?
A plate is a cone burner.
I got numerous. I got two for inside. I got two for outside.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. I'm sorry, Burbank. That sucks.
I wonder what it would smell like if you just stopped all smells.
We know, Allie.
Oh.
That's good.
We got to take a break. If you're a pipe smoker and you want to live inside of Jake's shack in a corner in a rocking chair, he'd love to hire you to make that place smell like tobacco smoke. We're back in a moment. ADD News. And then we'll tell you how you can score a giant TV for you or the father in your life and as much meat as you could possibly handle. That's all coming up on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. I just saw on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show that the story that was told yesterday about that listener being saved by the lifeguard in Huntington Beach is getting a lot of love and a lot of people sharing it. And even the lifeguards of Huntington Beach have thanked us for bringing some attention to what they do on a daily basis, because there's been a lot of stories about how strong the currents have been. Rip tides, big waves, swells, all that other stuff.
Yeah, there's another rescue that just happened from a bodyboarder at the Wedge. You know how everybody was surfing at the Wedge? There's one guy who's like, no, I'm going to bodyboard. Yep. And there are three lifeguards dragging that guy out of the water. So, he almost died.
Incredible. I'm sure, the story that we heard yesterday, a guy was in tears talking about it. He thought game over, him and his kids in the ocean. And it has sadly happened to a few people already this year. And it seems like this last week it's been, I was looking at footage of Long Beach that showed waves crashing over the walls.
The walls,
plus they put up like additional
walls.
This is real.
Yeah, additional walls. And Vanessa's biggest fear, I think, on the planet is a tsunami. And because she is
so close to the ocean?
It makes no sense.
Because in my head, I never thought a tsunami could reach me.
But Vanessa, you're so short that a tsunami for you is like...
I would die. It would be game over.
But also, like, just a bathtub being filled is kind of like a tsunami.
One of those kiddie pools,
right?
You know?
Like that's so
wave
anyway.
Pool at Wild Rivers.
And thank
is a
you
tsunami.
To all of the lifeguards out there doing the good work and appreciate it. You can see that that call, that story, real tearjerker up on our Instagram right now, Klein Alley Show. Let's get into this. Your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Finally, yesterday, we had a World Cup match that was exciting. And, of course, it had to do with Argentina and Lionel Messi, who not only scored, he scored all three goals, tying the all-time scoring record. And I will now play you the Spanish broadcast instead of the English one because it's way more exciting.
González para Messi. Messi, Messi, Messi.
Trick the Messi.
Oh, man, that guy's going to have to take a day off.
He's got lungs.
I know. Got to have a set of lungs on you to be a Spanish broadcaster for soccer.
Usually, says a lot of those nil-nil games, you can save your voice. But when you got a Messi game, you got to lozenge up.
I know. This guy had to do that three times. Yeah, and how many times does he see goal every time? I mean,
it's incredible. Just incredible. That's exciting right there.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in Boston, Scotland has drained the entire city of beer. Scottish people have now officially caused a beer shortage in the city of Boston.
There was no beer. The Scots fans just drunk the place dry, and all they had was, like, Bud Light.
If your favorite beer is...
Oh, no.
And that's where the Bud Light bros come in.
Yeah.
It's missing from a tap.
We've never seen anything like it.
There's a decent chance Scotland had something to do with it. Sam Adams downtown ran out of their signature Boston lager and needed an emergency delivery to keep up with World Cup fans.
Pretty much everything. We ran out of everything. Tennent's being number one.
White Bull Tavern may have run out of Scotland's iconic Tennent's beer, but that didn't stop the party.
The fans have been unbelievable. They're great, they're fun, they're drinking, partying, having a great time.
Managed to plan ahead and get an extra delivery last Saturday, and I was told yesterday the distributor has run out also.
Oh, man, these guys, that's a flex. We came
the distributor ran out?
They ran out of, they drank everything. That's so cool. I remember they used to have those flights, you know, when the Raiders first went to Vegas, there was a big thing that, like, those flights from Burbank to Vegas or whatever were running out of alcohol on every flight because the Raiders fans were basically draining the plane dry.
I mean, that is a huge flex.
Kind of a flex.
It's
this,
like the equivalent
the
of an artist performance causes a small earthquake.
Yeah.
You know, but this is our World Cup, the ability to drink.
We drank that entire city out of their supply of beer.
They have a lot of beer in Boston.
Good for them.
As a pizza connoisseur, Klein, what do you think is the proper average price for a pizza? I know that there are some that are pricier than ever others, but on average, what should a good pizza cost?
Listen, I hate the idea that pizza's gotten almost unaffordable because it used to be the greatest way to feed a lot of people, decent food on the cheap.
That's what my main problem with pizza was, is that it was their go-to because it was the cheap option.
For a while, people thought $10 meant large pizza, $10. Then it became $15 and $20. Now, easily, you could spend $40, put a couple of toppings. I mean, that goddamn pizza I get Jake for his birthday every year, I want to say...
That's like an $80 pizza,
I want to say it's close to... By the time Jake is done with all the stuff he adds to it...
I only add two things.
It's already got stuff on it. Then you add meatballs to it, and everything's and then the ricotta cheese,
that
and the
comes on
pesto
it.
Or something. I want to say that pizza's alley close to $80.
No, yeah. It's not.
I think it is. I think like Klein 40. Showed me.
You're
no.
not paying for it. Klein is. He
yeah,
would know.
I know the price, dude.
I've bought it before.
You buy a slice of it. You don't
no,
buy yourself
I've
a whole pizza.
I've bought a whole pizza before.
And
like
you had to make
bucks.
Payments for a year.
So the point is, I think that right now, I hate to say it, $40.
Wow. That's interesting you say that.
Is what I think that, like, you're talking about good pizza versus, like, a Papa John's
yeah,
chain.
Yeah, I'm not talking
place.
About chain pizza. That's yeah. different. That's yeah. like, you can still get a pizza for $10.
30 there. To 40 is the range.
So there's this new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pizza place that is opening up in Santa Monica
oh,
right on the
opened,
3rd
I
Street.
Think.
It's opening on Saturday.
Oh.
It's on the 3rd Street Promenade, but I think it's kind of a soft open
yeah,
right now.
I saw
so
some
of the people
there.
That are
jealous.
Going there and posting about it, it's all themed around Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, obviously. But people are pissed about the prices. And for a normal pizza, it's between $34 and $55 for a regular
Whoa.
Pizza and $7 to $9 for a single slice.
Yeah, that's where I get.
So the Cowabunga cheese and Raphael's pepperoni bash are between $7 and $9 for one slice. And then if you build your own pizza, each meat is $6 and each veggie is $3. And then a garnish is $1.50. So if you add a few things onto a pizza, it could easily be a $60 pizza. Yeah, so people are like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pizza place shouldn't be this expensive.
But that has all of the, I mean, that's got the tourist trap dollars as well. It's, it, you know, in Santa
kitschy
Monica.
The theme, the Instagrammability.
It's got all that. I don't know if the pizza's any good or not. So
if, well, yeah. The review said that the place was legit, that it was good pizza. I don't know. I feel like places, like the location can overrate a place sometimes.
Yep.
Just because it's on the promenade or just because it's on the water, then everyone thinks that the food is better than it really is. And also when it's themed, I feel like you also overrate the place a little bit. So even
pizza,
if it's not that great, it's probably going to get great reviews.
It's cheap to make, even, but good pizza is more expensive than crap pizza because you're paying for slightly better cheese and slightly better flour and better meats, obviously.
Right.
But still, the markup on pizza is pretty good. Like, I met a lot of those pizza guys when I would go to that pizza expo in Vegas, and they got good margins. But rent is not cheap here, and you got to sell a lot of pizza, and there's a lot of competition.
Yeah. Because the Grammys should definitely be longer than it already is, they have added 5 new categories. This brings the total to 100 Grammys being given out.
Jesus.
This will start in 2027. And the new categories are Best Asian Pop Music Performance. That's likely because of K-pop. Best Latin Song. Best R&B Collaboration or Duo/Group Performance. Best Traditional Pop Vocal Performance. Best Traditional Folk Album. And the Best New Artist candidates now can submit in the category up to 4 times instead of 3 times. So you'll have even more artists that are eligible for the Best New Artist category.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's what's happening in the world. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now. And this is the hour that we hook you up with a giant TV and all the meat you can handle. Welcome to your K-Rock.